Words appear, inspired by actual events. The following program contains depictions of violence and sexual assault of a minor, which are disturbing. Please watch with care. At a small town police department.
Name?
Alicia.
Same last name?
Yep.
Age?
She just turned 16 2 months ago.
So 16?
Yes.
A black couple sits with a white cop.
Height, weight?
5'2", 110 pounds.
Hair, eye color?
Short locks with light streaks in the back.
Another white cop arrives.
Two cream, one sugar.
Thank you.
What was she wearing at the time of her disappearance?
Here. My youngest found this on the
internet. Just describe her outfit, please.
The black man, Curtis, lowers his phone.
Blue hoodie, short cutoffs, chucks, Converse.
Both cops avoid eye contact with Dana, who is in her late 30s.
Did you want the photo? Is this the last one that was taken of her?
Yes. No.
The female cop glances at her partner.
Here, I'll send it to myself.
She takes Curtis's phone, and her partner rolls his eyes.
Any birthmarks, tattoos, distinctive characteristics?
Yeah, a mole on the upper part of her right-hand arm.
All right.
The cop picks up his coffee.
Now what?
We'll enter this into the system, and our officers out on patrol will keep an eye out for her.
Curtis gapes at Dana.
That's it?
9 times out of 10, girls run off to be with their boyfriends because they had a fight with their mother and they want to teach her a lesson.
We didn't fight.
And we find them right away. I wouldn't worry too much.
What about the one time? The 1 time out of 10?
We're not there yet. Most runaways are found within 72 hours.
And the ones that aren't?
The female officer's shoulders droop as she takes in Dana's pained expression. Words appear. Taken Road Productions and Front Street Pictures present Buying Back My Daughter. 2 weeks earlier, on a suburban street, a young man jogs past a 2-story blue clapboard house. In a living room, Dana smiles as she unpacks pictures from a moving box. She unwraps a framed photo of a toddler in a high chair. The toddler's face is smeared with cupcake icing. Dana hangs the picture on a wall, then stands back to examine it. Rubbing her hands together, she surveys the living room.
Katie, you have practice.
Upstairs.
Too late.
Hey.
Too
slow. Okay, rehearsal in 30 minutes. You need a ride?
No, I'm meeting with Sharinda and Lala.
Okay.
Bye, bitch.
Whatever, bitch.
Hey.
What? We said bitch.
Hey.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Katie hugs Dana. Then she does a multi-step handshake with her sister on the bed.
You got it.
See you, little sis.
Oh, my.
You promised to give me more privacy when we move.
And look at all this privacy. You have an entire bedroom to yourself. And you're still not happy. Alicia, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Alicia rolls her eyes.
And you could go outside and make some new friends.
But I like my old friends.
Yeah, but everyone makes new friends in high school.
But I did. And now I have to start all over. Tate sucks.
Yeah, but it's better than McCallum.
Alicia looks down at her hands.
Do you know why we moved here? For opportunities for you. I mean, are you gonna spend the rest of your vacation pouting?
Dana puts her arms around Alicia and pulls her into a hug.
I'm here, baby girl.
Everything sucks.
Yeah, but it gets better. I promise.
But you always say that.
I know, because it's always right. I love you.
Love you too, Mom.
Later at sunset, clouds hang over the small town. In a dental office reception area, Dana pours herself a coffee.
You can let Mrs. Yu know that she can come in Friday at 10. We'll get her cleaning done first, and then we'll do her husband afterwards. Everyone will be done by noon. If you could just call her and let her know. Thank you.
Wearing a white lab coat, Dana sips her coffee.
Oh, this thing's getting on my last nerves.
At home, she stares at an alarm's touchscreen. Curtis grabs her from behind.
You play too much.
You worry too much.
Oh. Okay. Help me, please.
What, you tired?
Yes.
She indicates the alarm touchscreen on the wall.
There's a new girl that started today, and you have to get used to that drive. Yeah. Okay.
Password. What's your feeling?
062808.
Babe.
It has to be something I can remember.
Girls good?
Yeah. You know, Katie's great. Alicia is Leashane.
Are they asleep?
They should be. It's late.
Good. There.
Curtis sets the alarm.
You?
Well, you know what a new house means, right?
What a new house means.
Oh, like our first house.
Oh. Every room?
Oh, yeah.
They kiss. Streetlights glow at night. Curtis grills on a barbecue. He greets guests as Dana takes bowls of chips inside from an outdoor table. Black guests crowd the living room. Alicia wears a short jean skirt and jacket. Katie inspects her jacket.
Mom bought that for you?
Should I change? I'll go change.
That ass!
Stop it.
Alicia, I want to introduce you to someone in a second.
Mom. Anyone bothers you, you know what will happen.
They'll catch hands?
These hands, well, for real.
You always. Okay.
Dana steers Alicia to the kitchen.
Okay. Come.
A girl is on her phone.
Tamara.
Hi.
This is Alicia. Alicia, this is Tamara. Tamara goes to Tate, and I met her mom at the mailbox, so I thought that you two.
Dana gestures at the girls, then leaves them.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, she's so extra.
Mine too. Where were you supposed to go to school?
McCallum.
Oh, McCallum's whack as hell. Hey, can I invite some friends over? Your daddy's ribs are fire.
Sure.
Sweet. Tamara texts. Later, Alicia chats with Tamara and her friends on the patio.
Looks like someone's made a few friends.
Oh my goodness, thank God.
Who's the young man?
I met his mom at orientation. I think his name is Ty.
Dana and her mom, Grace, watch Alicia through a window.
She looks happy.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Guests help themselves to snacks laid out on a table.
Oh! All right, now, here we go.
Woo! Curtis dances inside.
All right, you know what time it is all up in here. Come here, Mom. Here we go, Gray.
He helps Grace out of her chair and dances with her in the living room.
Uh-oh!
Come here, baby. Oh, here we go.
Dana joins them in a line dance.
Come on over here.
He encourages Alicia and her new friends to join them.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, you can learn this.
Kicks his heels together and the teenagers dance. Curtis hops sideways and the others follow him. He and Dana dance out to the yard where everyone's doing the groove. Curtis wears a barbecue king apron and a plastic crown. Inside, Alicia dances, holding her grandma Grace's hands. They release hands and dance separately. Outside, Alicia's parents groove with the crowd.
All right, come on now.
Okay,
come on. We're back. Hey, what's up? Come on, let's go.
Dana and Curtis return to the living room and groove with the teenagers. At the front of the house, the white male cop steps through the open door with a female cop. Noticing them, Curtis stops dancing and shares a look with Dana.
It's all right, y'all. Just keep going. We got this.
He removes his crown and approaches the front door.
Officers. How y'all doing tonight?
Been better.
Sorry to hear that. But there's a plate of ribs and my wife's potato salad with your names on it.
I'll pass.
Vegetarian.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
We got not one, not two, but three noise complaints in the past hour.
Oh, my bad. We'll absolutely turn the music down, not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Did you clear this little get-together with your homeowners association?
Come again?
Curtis. With a gathering this big and a bunch of cars parked on the street, you need to clear it with the Homeowners Association in advance.
It's good to know. Appreciate you.
Shut it down.
Right. Last chance on that barbecue. Grandfather's secret recipe.
It's not a secret if you know it.
Curtis stares at the officer.
Y'all have a good night.
The female officer nods toward the door.
And that seems bold.
It is okay.
All right, sorry I have to cut this short.
Dana drives Alicia.
Why can't I go? Wait, you're the one who said I need to go out more, I need to make new friends.
Alicia, but you are a sophomore, and tailgating is for grown folks.
But that's what they do at Tate after football games.
Yeah, but there could be drinking and drugs.
Seriously? Mom, do I do any of those things?
And now is not a good time to start.
You could trust me.
I do trust you. It's other people that I don't trust.
But Tamara gets to go.
And Tamara is fast, and you're not Tamara.
Fine. I'll just die miserable, a loser, and alone.
Really? Okay, how about this? How about you have some friends over Friday night, you have a sleepover, and you have pizza and ice cream, and you binge watch whatever. I mean, I know it's not a tailgate, but
I think it'll be fine.
Dana glances at Alicia.
Fine.
At the sleepover, Tamara does Alicia's makeup.
I won't hurt you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Hey, ladies.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to check in on you guys and see if you needed anything before I turned it in.
We're okay. And my mom says hi.
Well, tell her I said hi.
I will.
Okay. Well, ladies, have fun.
Bye, Mom.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it cute?
It's super cute.
Do you have a mirror?
Alicia views her white eyeliner in another girl's compact. Tamara checks the door, then signals the other girls. They all strip out of their pajamas.
What's going on right now?
Girl, we're not missing the first tailgate of the year.
So we're sneaking out?
Yeah. What do you have cute to wear?
I can't. My mom...
We sneak out, we sneak back in. Your mom will never know. That's how sneaking out works. Ty's gonna be there. And he told JJ, who told me that he thinks you're super cute.
Alicia lowers her gaze.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he really said that.
Should we get an outfit on?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Let's get something out.
Okay.
Upstairs, Alicia types ones into the alarm's touchscreen.
Okay.
She glances nervously at her friends, then tries other numbers. Katie strolls into the room.
Seriously? If Mom and Dad find out...
They won't.
They will if I tell them.
You are being such a brat right now.
Me? You know how Mom is.
And so do you, so shut up.
Katie glares at Alicia.
What's the password?
Like, I know. Three tries. When you set it off, I'ma laugh. You're gonna be grounded till the day you die. Bet.
Katie goes, and Alicia taps in another combination of numbers. The screen reads, disarm.
What was it?
My birthday.
Let's go.
They all creep out the front door. At the tailgate party, a teen pours alcohol into a plastic cup as Alicia dances with her friends in the parking lot. Ty joins them and smiles across the circle at Alicia. He takes her hand and swirls her under his arm.
Come here, I'll show you some.
She steps aside with him.
He's gonna get that deep.
She smiles as he leads her over to a car. Taking her chin in his hand and leans in for a kiss.
Up.
Alicia retreats.
Sorry, I thought we were cool.
We are. I have to go home. I screwed up.
She steps past Kai.
You wanna ride?
No, I'm okay.
Ty hangs his head, then heads back to the party. Alicia sends a text that says, time to go. Tamara replies, you mad at Ty? Alicia responds, no, we good. My mom, she'll be pissed. Tamara rolls her eyes at her friends and replies, you are so drama. Bye. Alicia texts, forget you then. I'ma sleep upstairs. Alicia walks off with her phone. Tamara shakes her head at her friends and shrugs. On a dark street, Alicia walks by herself, wearing short jean shorts and a hoodie. She looks down at her phone.
Oh,
an SUV pulls up.
Oh, I screwed up.
Excuse me? Hi there. I'm sorry to scare you, but are you lost?
Yeah, I just moved here and my phone's dead and I get turned around at night.
Well, get in. I'll give you a ride home.
No, I shouldn't.
I know. You're not supposed to ride with strangers. My name's Lori. Good to meet you. And it's late. I know. I just don't want some shady guy throwing you into his van.
Lori smiles. She's in her early 30s with long, dark hair. Alicia notices a baby car seat in the back of Lori's SUV.
Okay, thanks for the ride.
Now, where are we going? With a 9-month-old, you know I got snacks for days. Thank you, Costco.
She hands Alicia snacks.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. You're on my way home anyway. So, how long have you lived here?
Just a few weeks.
Oh, then of course you got lost.
Well, I could have called my mom, but I'm not supposed to be out, so...
Been there. What's your mom do?
She's a dental hygienist at Skadden Dentistry.
Brothers, sisters?
A sister. Cadence. She's 3 years younger.
And what's your dad do?
He's a night shift manager. He got this really big promotion, so we moved.
Oh, new school, new friends.
Alicia sips water.
Boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe. I think I might have just pissed him off, though.
It's hard to be a kid these days.
Turn right.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah, just dizzy all of a sudden.
Just relax. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Turn right.
Alicia's vision blurs.
Hey, you missed your turn. I gotta go.
Relax. Alicia grabs at the door handle. Then she leans her head back. Lori's face blurs, then disappears into darkness. The next morning, Dana strolls into her sun-filled living room. She goes to disarm the alarm and finds it already deactivated. She stares at the touchpad. Then, with a thoughtful expression, she turns towards the kitchen. She straightens a painting that hangs outside the arched entrance. She lays out breakfast, then opens the door to the basement.
Ladies, breakfast!
Coming!
Tamara and her two friends bound up the stairs in their pajamas. They sit in tall chairs at the kitchen island. Dana smiles at the girls as Tamara hands plates to the others.
Where's Leisha?
Upstairs.
Oh, you ladies have a fight last night?
No.
Tamara spoons herself some scrambled eggs.
Well, I will go get her.
Leisha!
Dana heads upstairs and finds Alicia's bed neatly made.
Katie, wake up!
Moving boxes stand unopened in front of a full-length mirror. Dana checks the ensuite as Katie enters, rubbing her eyes.
Mom? What's going on?
Where is your sister?
Later, Katie sits beside Tamara and her friends on the sofa as Dana makes a call.
She's still not answering.
You want me to call her again?
Yes.
Tamara calls from her phone.
Hey, it's Alicia. You know what to do.
Hey, Alicia. It's T. Call your mom back as soon as you get this, okay? She's worried. Bye.
Maybe her battery died.
You said that you saw her leave with Ty.
Tamara nods.
And that was the last time you saw her?
Yes.
And you didn't see her again for the rest of the night, none of you?
No.
Let me read those messages again.
Tamara hands her phone over to Dana, then glances at the other girls.
Okay, let's go.
Where are we going?
To Ty's. You too.
Dana points to Katie. Later, Dana speaks aggressively to Ty on his front porch.
We'll find her. People don't just go missing. It doesn't, like, happen here, ever. She probably just got lost or fell asleep or...
Shut up, T. Should have given her a ride.
Dana returns to the car.
What did he say?
He said he saw her walking down Maricopa at midnight last night.
He could have given her a ride.
Or she could have just called me, or you could have told me that she snuck out, Katie.
I know.
Katie stares out the window.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay, where was that parking lot?
Dana pulls her Subaru into the litter-strewn parking lot. Tarps flap atop shipping containers.
Alicia!
She strides into the lot.
Alicia!
She steps past piles of construction materials.
Alicia!
Behind her, a chain-link fence separates the lot from a river.
Alicia!
Dana searches between shipping containers, then steps past the construction materials to her Subaru. With a worried glance over her shoulder, she climbs into her SUV. In a double bed, Alicia wakes on her back on top of the covers, with her head at the foot of the bed. Her sneakers are still on. She places a hand on her head, then her stomach.
Mom. Mom.
She rolls off the bed, onto all fours.
Mom!
Her eyes widen as she gazes around the room and slowly gets to her feet. There's a small table with a lamp beside the bed. She rushes to the door, but finds it locked.
Mom! 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 Mom!
Beside her is a chest of drawers, and a white slip is laid out on the bed. She rushes to a high, narrow window.
Please, please, somebody help me! Please!
She tries to pull herself up to the sill.
Oh my God.
Clutching her head, she slides down the wall to the floor.
No, please! No! No, please, no! No! Please, no!
Hearing the door, she jolts. At the police station, Dana and Curtis stride to the reception desk. Dana's face falls when the same white cop who shut down their party steps up to the counter.
Can I help you?
He holds a takeout coffee.
Multiple noise complaints. Grandpa's not-so-secret recipe.
That's us.
What can I do for you?
we need to file a missing persons report. Our daughter, she didn't make it home last night from a party.
Okay.
He hands them a clipboard.
I need you to fill this out.
Please, this is an emergency.
How old is she?
16.
Last night was only a few hours ago. Try calling her, call her friends, boyfriend.
We've called everyone. No one's seen her.
It's barely 10 a.m. I'm sure you haven't called everyone. Didn't you folks just move here?
Officer, she's a minor.
Yeah, but not a minor minor.
Alicia's parents share a look.
Look, if your daughter were, say, 5 and ran off in the middle of the night, I'd be worried. But I've been doing this for nearly as long as she's been alive. And this happens all the time. Parents panic, they file a report. And in a few hours, he or she is found at a friend's house with movies and some such, which means the precious resources of the police department have been wasted on what we call a mistaken report. It's a drain on our budget.
So you won't help us?
99% of cases resolve themselves within 24 hours. If you haven't found her by then, we'll issue an APB and get the whole department on it. Until then, I can't help you.
Curtis grabs the clipboard, and he and Dana turn away from the counter.
Look, I'm sure if you two put your heads together, there are half a dozen places you haven't looked, and that's where she'll probably be.
Thank you, officer.
Yeah, thank you.
In her dim room, Alicia stands, keeping her back pressed to the wall opposite the door. A white man with gray hair enters. He's chubby and clean-cut.
Let's be civilized. How is he?
He pats the bed.
No!
He sets a pistol on the bed and moves a slip closer to it.
This can go rough, or this can go smooth. Your choice.
He places the gun on the chest of drawers, then shows her his empty hands.
Come on. Just want to talk to you.
She kneels on the opposite side of the bed, her cheeks wet with tears.
Good girl.
The man sits on the bed.
Where am I?
You are in the house.
Whose house?
My house. I'm Ron, by the way. Good to meet you.
I think there's been some kind of mistake. I'm not supposed to be here. I really, really need to go home.
You have a little sister, right? Cadence, was it?
How did you know that?
You told Lori, Lori told me. Regular little chatterbox, aren't you? See, now, if I let you go, I might have to go grab Cadence. Do you want me to do that?
No.
Good.
I just think that there's been some kind of mistake.
No mistake. You went out looking for trouble.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Just like that, yeah, you did.
No.
Right now, you need to just sit and listen. Can you do that?
Yes.
Good. I am a businessman. That's it. That's what I do. This is not a prison. It's a business. And you are a valued employee, an investment. I have 5 other girls who are also valued employees. They come and go as they like. They make money. They have privileges. You are no different than any of them.
You locked me in here.
Because you and I have not established trust. You do what you're told, keep your mouth shut, earn your keep, we won't have a problem. If you can't do those things, we will. It's very simple.
What do I have to do?
Well, you want to act grown. What we do here is grown folk stuff.
The man stands and undoes his belt. Alicia presses herself against the wall. At her house, missing posters are distributed. Dana sits with her mom, Grace.
I just can't believe this is happening. I just can't believe it. Where is she?
We'll find her.
And the cops. The cops. They won't help us. They never help us. I mean, a little black girl goes missing and they assume that it's drugs or that she ran away. What are we gonna do?
We're gonna look.
Grace holds her hand out to Dana.
We're gonna keep calm.
Dana takes it.
We're gonna find her. God is good.
Grace closes her eyes.
Father in heaven, please look over our family.
Please, Lord.
Watch out for us.
Later, Dana views pictures of Alicia on her phone.
What about this one? Oh, yeah, that'll be good. Right? Yeah.
Outside, Curtis approaches a woman.
Our daughter's missing. Have you seen her? You can keep that.
The woman shakes her head.
She's missing.
So if you see her, you know, because the cameras that you have right here, she might have walked in this area.
At Ron's, a white woman adjusts Alicia's long, dark wig. As she brushes it, Alicia pulls away.
Come on. Stop.
Alicia wears a red and black bustier. The woman fixing her hair attempts to apply her makeup.
Lori.
The woman tosses the eyeliner on the makeup table, and Lori strides into the room.
She cries too much.
How am I supposed to get her lashes on?
Hi. Fix your face, or I'll have Ron fix it for you.
Destiny, come here. Bring something for the new girl.
Get it together, newbie. You know that gun Ron carries? He'll use it. Especially if I tell him to. Now quit all that crying with your stupid ass. Give her something.
Destiny, a skinny blonde girl with dark circles beneath her big eyes, holds out a scrap of tinfoil and a lighter. She watches Lori leave, then approaches Alicia. Destiny smiles, then puts a clear glass pipe in Alicia's hand. She leans toward Alicia to kiss her fingers. She lifts the pipe to Alicia's lips.
What is
it? It's gonna take your pain away, okay? Just breathe in when I tell you to.
Destiny ignites the lighter under the scrap of tinfoil.
There you go, good girl.
Alicia inhales the fumes. Destiny studies Alicia, then lights her lighter again. Alicia's body relaxes, and Destiny snaps off the lighter. Alicia rubs her nose. Destiny straightens, studying Alicia with her blank, dark eyes. Alicia stares vacantly as Destiny sets the tinfoil on the makeup table. Destiny rubs a makeup brush into blush and applies it to Alicia's cheeks. Destiny straightens once more to study Alicia. Then she puts her hand over Alicia's heart and smiles at the reflections in the mirror.
Beautiful princess.
Lori works at a computer.
Right, we're gonna log in, all right? Here we go.
Call me princess. 18, thick thighs, tight booty, sexy. Sweet. Barely legal.
She holds a baby on her lap.
Will you be my daddy?
Lori posts pictures of Alicia, unconscious in a red teddy, with her face partially covered by her arm. At 5:10, Dana paces in her living room.
Alicia?
It's me, Dee.
Dana covers her mouth.
Anything?
No one's seen her.
Okay. All right, it's been 24 hours, so we can go back to the police station, have them start looking for her, and then maybe we do another check of the old neighborhood.
All right.
Okay.
At the station, they sit before the white officer.
Name?
Alicia.
Same last name?
Yep.
Age?
She just turned 16 2 months ago.
So 16.
Yes.
Height, weight?
5'2", 110 pounds.
The family makes a video.
If anyone has her, please don't hurt her. She's everything to us. Please let her go. You have that power. Let her come home.
Dana struggles through tears.
To our baby girl. We love you so much. And we are out here. Every day, every hour, looking for you.
Curtis puts his arm around Dana.
And I want to make this promise right now before God. We are going to bring you home. We're going to bring you home.
In a dim bedroom, Alicia wears a teddy and high heels. Ron paces, holding a drink.
The client pays me downstairs. I send him upstairs. And all you have to do is whatever they tell you. Smile. Be friendly.
Alicia sits with her back to Ron.
So what was that? Exactly. Grown folks' business. And then when they're done, they come back down and they report to me, and that report better be good, or you and I are going to have a problem. Sit tight. First one will be easy.
Ron leaves the room, and Alicia turns away from the door, her cheeks streaked with tears.
You, princess?
A white man enters and places a gun on the bedside table. He removes his suit jacket and tosses it on the bed behind Alicia.
Hey, sweetie, why don't we get a little closer?
He runs his finger along the strap of her teddy.
Hey, you can have a good time? You and me?
Dana hangs a missing poster.
Have you slept?
No, I will sleep when she's back.
Here.
Curtis staples Alicia's picture to the telephone pole.
Hey.
He puts his arm around her.
I gotta go in for a few hours. All right, okay? My boss wants me to check on a few things. It shouldn't take long.
Unbelievable.
If I lose my job, we're in some kind of way. And it'll be a hell of a thing for Alicia to come back to.
Okay, Curtis.
Dana shakes her head.
You sure you two didn't fight?
No. Me and Alicia were just fine the last time I saw her.
You were just fine? Why did she sneak out?
I don't know. I mean, that's what teenagers do.
Is that what they do?
It's what you did.
Hope to God she's mad at us, Dean.
Why would you want to be mad at us?
Because if she isn't, then somebody... Hey, somebody's got her.
No. We're not... We're not doing that. We're going to find her.
Dana puts her arms around Curtis, and they embrace in the street.
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. My name is Nancy. I'm the spokeswoman for a support group of parents of missing children, and I have one of your daughter's flyers here. Have you found her yet?
No.
If you ever need someone to talk to, we meet every
that
Thursday.
That won't be necessary. We're gonna find her.
Of course. I'll text you my number just in.
Dana hangs up her phone. Curtis indicates they should go. Then he puts his arm around her and kisses her on the head. At night, in the pouring rain, Dana drives an empty street with Katie. She sips a large steel coffee mug.
Mom?
Yeah.
How long have you been up?
I don't think you should be driving. Katie, hush. Your sister's out there somewhere. She could be cold. She could be hungry. How could I not look for her? I would look for you, and I can sleep when she's home.
Okay. Just slow down.
Wait, is that... Is that her? Mom, I think that's her hoodie.
Okay, in the car. Lock the doors.
Dana pulls over in a parking lot.
Alicia! Mom, wait! Stay in the car!
She hurries after a girl in a gray hoodie.
Alicia!
She follows her down an alley.
Alicia!
What do you want from me? Leave me alone!
The girl glares at Dana.
Sorry.
The girl turns to a drug dealer.
What do you want from me?
Okay. Dana doubles over. Katie watches from their car as Dana shuffles out of the alley. Katie's face falls. Prostitutes and homeless people amble around the parking lot as Dana grabs her chest. Katie runs to her.
It's okay.
Sorry, Mom. I thought
it's okay.
I thought that was her.
It's okay. Let's get back in.
Dana's surroundings blur as she catches her chest.
Mom? Help, please! Mom, help! Someone call 911! Help! Please! Help!
Dana collapses. At dawn, Alicia weeps in bed.
Hey, princess.
Destiny arrives.
Don't call me that.
What do you want me to call you?
Alicia... Please.
Ron hates it when we use our real names, but I won't tell him if you do.
Destiny counts money.
How'd you do?
I shouldn't be here. My mom, my dad,
Alicia.
My sister, my grandma, they're probably freaking out.
Alicia, stop. Look at me. Look at me. Stop. I'm gonna tell you something someone told me when I first got here, okay? Ron thinks we're stupid, but we're not. We have to be smart. Smarter than him. So don't think about your family. Keep your head down. Shut up. Play the game. And eventually, you'll do what men always do. Get cocky and slip up. That's when we get the hell out of here.
You get it? Think so. Don't think. You gotta know. Because if you do something real stupid, like jump before it's time to jump,
that gun's not for show.
No. He'll kill me. He'll kill me.
He'll disappear you.
Which is worse, okay? You gonna be smart?
Alicia nods.
Good. Give him everything.
But if you're extra friendly and someone tips you a little more, skim it. You're gonna need it for when you bust out of here.
Destiny hands Alicia the cash.
Now shower, get dressed, try not to look too miserable. We get burgers on Sundays. And here.
She gives her a prescription bottle.
Lori has plenty. It'll take the edge off if it gets too bad.
Destiny, Destiny. Did he disappear someone you knew?
The girl who told me to be smart. She got me through some bad stuff.
What was her name?
Ron called her Echo. I think her real name is Amy.
Destiny hugs Alicia.
Destiny. I'm scared, Destiny.
She reaches for Destiny, but Destiny leaves the room. Alicia covers her ears with her hands as she weeps. In the morning, in her family home, Dana wakes in bed. Curtis enters the bedroom carrying a tray.
Hey. Perfect timing.
Any word?
No.
How long did you let me sleep for?
Like since yesterday, when I brought you home from the hospital. You collapsed, remember?
Dana climbs out of bed.
I'm fine.
Hey, you haven't been sleeping or eating. Thought we agreed that today would be a rest day.
What? Alicia is still out there. We have to go.
Dana.
Brent.
Come here.
Stop. Just stop.
Come here.
Curtis, we have to go.
Okay, fine. We'll go. But first, have something to eat and take a shower, okay? We'll find her. But not if you run yourself into the ground. Okay?
Curtis holds Dana's shoulders as her eyes well with tears.
Okay.
Curtis studies her.
Okay.
They embrace.
I love you.
Dana leans into his broad shoulder and closes her eyes. Later, at the police station, the blonde cop addresses Curtis and Dana.
It's been 2 weeks.
Why are you saying it like that? We still have places left that we haven't looked.
We'll continue our search here. We just need to prepare you.
For
a negative outcome.
Curtis scrunches his face, and Dana stares up at the ceiling.
What happens when Dana?
Dana lowers her gaze.
What happens when they find a body?
Curtis gets up abruptly and leaves the room.
The coroner takes it to the morgue. I have a number. I know how this sounds, but it makes sense for you to call and check in every now and then, just in case.
Dana hangs a missing poster outside Ron's house.
The same thing you've been doing? I know how hard this is for you and your family. We'll call you if we hear anything.
At the police station.
You know what? I know you all have given up on her, but that's my daughter out there, and I'm not giving up on her. She's out there, so all we have to do is find her.
As Ron takes garbage to the curb beside his suburban home, he sees Dana hanging the poster on a telephone pole across the street. At the dental office, Dana stands before the coffee station, her head down, lost in her thoughts. She grabs a mug and accidentally pours coffee onto her wrist. She doubles over, gripping her hand, then turns to the receptionist.
Sorry.
She hurries from the office. Alicia lies on her back, asleep in bed.
Hello. Wake up, princess.
She sits up to see a white man bending over her. He slaps her across the face.
Let's have some fun, baby.
He pushes her hair off her face.
Come on.
Alicia flings him onto his back and pummels him in the face. He shoves her off him and grabs his jacket.
Crazy bitch!
The man leaves the room. Alicia hugs her covers as she curls up on the bed. Dana's hand is bandaged as she patrols a dark street in her Subaru. She slows as she passes several prostitutes milling on a corner. She blinks back tears as she turns her gaze away from the women. In her room, Alicia weeps as she paces. Ron enters, his expression somber.
You know what I hate? Refunds. I love getting them. I just hate giving them because that's my money out of my pocket back to someone else. Isn't that a bitch?
I can explain.
How many times did you hit him?
A few.
Ron shrugs.
Just a few.
Maybe several.
It's okay. It's Okay, come on. I understand. You know, sometimes these guys...
Ron sucker punches her in the gut, and Alicia doubles over. He presses his hands to his temples as Alicia collapses to the floor. Ron kicks her several times. Alicia hits a side table, causing the lamp on it to wobble.
Okay, all right. No, no, no. Come here.
Ron lifts her gently off the floor and pulls her into his arms. He leans close to her ear.
That was strike one. Okay.
He places his hands on her shoulders. At Dana's house, Grace surveys takeout containers in the kitchen.
Mama, what are you doing here?
I'm here for Katie. And God bless you with two daughters.
I know.
Then why are you neglecting the one who's right in front of you? Go take a shower. You can pick Katie up from rehearsal for a change.
Grace looks lovingly at Dana, then takes her into her arms. Grace nods as Dana heads off. Later, Dana pulls up to the glass entrance in front of Katie's school.
Cadence? Excuse me, have you seen my daughter, Cadence?
A blonde woman shakes her head, then heads off with her son. Paces at the entrance, surveying the street.
Mom? Katie!
Katie emerges.
Let's go.
Mom, what are you doing? Oh my God, in front of my friends!
You were supposed to be out here half an hour ago.
I have a solo. I was rehearsing it, which you would have known if you even bothered to talk to me.
Don't do this again.
No, you don't do this again, Mom. I am not the problem.
What did you just... Who do you think you're talking to?
You quit your job. You sleep all day. You drive around all night. That's not freaking normal. I lost her too.
Cadence! Hey.
Dana grabs Katie's backpack, stopping her.
Can I please just ride home with Lala?
Yeah.
Katie gets in her friend's Honda Accord and leaves Dana gaping on the sidewalk. The car pulls away. Dana wanders back to her Subaru and hangs her head as she leans against the driver's side door. She gazes skyward. Later in her vehicle, she makes a call.
This is Nancy. Hello?
Hi. This is Dana. You called me a few months ago when my daughter went missing. Yeah, I just,
Dana shrugs.
I need someone to talk to.
Later.
It's too quiet in my house.
She sits at a group meeting.
When she was there, there was always singing and dancing. But now... All I do is cry. I'm either crying or driving. I just can't say goodbye. Because there's no Bobby, you know? It's just this empty space. And my husband and I, we barely even talk. So that's why I'm here. It's been 98 days without her. 98 days.
After the meeting, Dana stacks chairs when one of the women from the circle places a comforting hand on her back.
How many times do you call the morgue a week?
Usually two.
That's what I used to do. Then I just started going by, bringing them lunch. I got to know everyone by name. This morning, I got a lead.
What is it?
You post page. It's a website. It's worth checking if you have the time. Sometimes girls who have fallen off the radar, they turn up in the adult section.
Dana nods as the woman picks up a chair. At Ron's house, Alicia sits in a stupor in the living room.
Sweets for the sweet. Afternoon, ladies.
He drops candy on her.
Hey. Hello, handsome.
He smiles at Lori's baby.
I gotta go, Mary. I'll be right back.
Come here.
On the sofa, Destiny, who wears a bra, applies nail polish to Alicia's nails.
You need to eat more. You're getting too skinny.
Alicia mutters and gazes at the floor.
Don't do that. We're getting out of here soon. Once Ron and Lori start trusting your ass, they'll think about adding a new girl. It'll be the perfect time.
Unless you slip up and go off again. How much money you got saved up?
A few hundred.
Okay. Well, I have 1,000 I can float us both, no problem.
I can't with this anymore.
It's my fault. Maybe I deserve this.
No one deserves this.
People are allowed to make mistakes. What if my dad finds out what I've been doing with my mom? They'll hate me.
Stop. You think too much.
Destiny checks over her shoulder at the girl sitting around the kitchen table. Then she gives Alicia a flip phone.
Destiny, for you.
So I can text you when it's time.
Alicia stares wide-eyed as Destiny leaves her on the sofa. At night, Dana hunches at the kitchen island viewing her laptop. She searches a site called You Post Page. She scrolls an image of a young black girl. She shakes her head. The next photo advertises Bella, 19, a night you won't forget. Dana averts her gaze and makes a fist. She blinks back tears and scrolls to the next girl. It's Alicia. Her face obscured by her arm and the long hair of her wig. Dana clicks to the next image, which features Alicia's breast in red negligee. Dana covers her mouth. She gapes at the screen. She stands to make a call as she picks up her iPad.
Curtis, I found her.
She sits back down.
I found her. She's alive. She's alive. She's alive.
Dana places her hand on the image of Alicia. At the police department, the white male cop scrolls through the pictures of Alicia on Dana's iPad. He doesn't look at Curtis and Dana as he hands the iPad back to them.
What? What's wrong?
First off, you don't even know when those were taken. It could have been a week or a month ago. They could have moved her to a different location.
There's a number on the ad. Call and find out.
I'd advise against that. We don't want to put her in any danger.
What? You won't help us? Why won't you help us? This is huge.
And how is this even legal? These pictures, I mean, this can't even be legal. I mean, she's clearly a child. If Alicia ran away from home...
Wait, you think she ran away from home to go do this? To go be princess? That's not our daughter. She's being forced. That's the only explanation that makes any damn sense.
I'd agree, which means someone took the time to snatch her off the street, take these photos, and use them to try to, like...
You mean pimp her out?
The female cop swallows and meets Curtis's gaze. Dana closes her eyes.
Which means if we intervene without taking the proper precautions...
They might try to hurt her.
Exactly.
Curtis and Dana share a look.
We're gonna pass this up the chain. I think there's a high probability that there's a trafficking ring in the area.
You mean to tell me I moved my family from a bad neighborhood into a nicer neighborhood, but with a sex trafficking ring in my backyard?
We need resources. There could be a drug ring connected to it. There could be girls coming in from out of state, which means we have to pass it along to the feds.
Yeah, but she doesn't look good. She looks sick.
The cops remain calm.
I know you're worried. If she was my daughter, I'd be worried too.
Yeah, but she's not your daughter. She's mine. And at the end of the day, I am responsible for her.
The female cop stares at the floor.
Look, we'll be in touch.
Dana hangs her head in her hand.
Unbelievable. Friggin' believable.
Curtis grabs the iPad from Dana's lap.
Let's go. Come on.
He places a hand on Dana's shoulder. She looks at the cops with disappointment. At home, Dana's on the phone.
Ma'am, I have been on hold for over an hour. No, this is about pictures of my teenage daughter on your website. No, don't put me on hold.
The woman from Dana's group sits in Dana's home office, organizing piles of missing posters of Alicia.
This is Officer Pfeiffer. Please leave a message.
I don't understand.
Dana.
Why is it taking so long for them to do their job? It has been weeks and there has been nothing.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. There is a number. But they said don't call because I might make it worse. I have half the mind to buy her back myself.
In Ron's house, Alicia sits on her bedroom floor in the dark. She pulls a small stuffed bunny from beneath her bed. She smiles, then squeezes it. On her bed, Dana scrolls through the photos of young girls on the U Post Page website.
This is Dana. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Mom.
Misha.
Misha.
Hi, baby girl. Where are you?
Where are you? I'm gonna come get you right now.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
No, baby girl, you can. You can't
just tell me where you are. I'm gonna come right now.
Princess.
Alicia hides her phone.
Where are you at? I heard you were bad.
A man enters her room and takes off his belt. He smacks his hand with the belt.
You bad girl?
No.
Misha?
Dana overhears.
Misha!
No!
Dana covers her mouth as she listens.
No.
Dana presses her hand to her face and doubles over in tears. Morning.
Babe, we agreed to step back and let the cops do their job.
Yeah, but for how long? And when have the cops ever done their job for us?
We're just regular folks, Dee.
I know, but you didn't hear what I heard. She's hurting, and she's afraid, and she's scared. I heard a man beating on her.
Curtis grimaces as he leans away from Dana.
We can do this. We can do this. All we have to do is we call and we order her services. Just like the ad says.
What if we blow it? What if we make things worse? I mean, what if Alicia gets hurt?
I can't wait anymore. I can't.
Curtis throws up his hands.
I just don't. Let me think about it. I gotta get to work.
Okay, well, you do that. And while you're out there working, you think about our little girl. Working.
Don't.
And then you tell me, how do we just sit here and wait for the cops? You with me on this.
Dana takes Curtis's hands.
Just give me some time, all right?
Curtis leaves the room. Alicia sits on her bed, icing her arm.
Alicia.
Destiny gapes at her.
What are you doing? I've been calling and calling. Ron's picking Lily up for some dude's house. Let's go.
Yeah, you can. Come on.
Seriously?
Alicia hangs her head.
Alicia, I don't know when we'll get another chance.
He's gonna hurt my sister. He's gonna hurt Hayes. Please.
Damn it, Alicia.
Just go.
No.
Don't just go.
No, come on. Please, go. Come on. Go. You can't leave me. Come on, I love you.
We made a plan.
Just go.
You're gonna be okay.
No.
Just go, please.
Alicia covers her mouth as Destiny leaves. At the police station.
I'm just checking in. My wife said she called you a few times.
I've been meaning to call her back. It's just that things have been really busy around here.
With our case?
Operations like this can take months, years even.
Years? No.
Please, I understand. Curtis, please.
She needs help now.
I wish that I had better news for you. This isn't going to resolve itself anytime soon.
You know I appreciate you. I respect you. Part of me is just... It was my idea to move here. I was even home the night she was taken. So you tell me, what do you think I should do? Just wait and let you do your thing?
I was picked up when I was 14. On my way to school. I was held for 9 months and 3 weeks.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I had no idea.
Most people don't know this. Officer Lustig doesn't even know. As someone who was trafficked... What do I think you should do? Whatever it takes.
At home, Katie leaves the kitchen when she sees Dana.
Hey, Katie, come here. And talk to me.
Katie stands, unsmiling, at the kitchen island.
How are things?
Fine.
Fine?
Dana leans on the counter towards her.
That's it?
I have another performance coming up next month.
Well, go you.
Grandma said you'd take me.
Well, you know, your dad and I, we want to come. We wouldn't miss it for anything.
It's okay. I know you've been busy of trying to get Leisha home.
Hold on. Sit right here.
Katie sits down at the counter.
I'm so proud of you. You have handled this better than anyone in the family.
Is Leisha coming home soon?
Yeah. Soon? Come on, give me a hug.
Dana steps around the counter and embraces Katie.
You know what we need? We need ice cream.
All the ice cream. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. Hi, Dad.
Hey, baby girl.
Curtis arrives wearing an ID tag on a lanyard.
You know what? I'll bring it up in a second.
Okay.
Katie gives Curtis a hug, then leaves the room. Curtis faces Dana.
You're right. And I'm with you.
You are.
Let's go get her.
Oh, my God.
Dana embraces Curtis. At Ron's, Alicia snoozes on the sofa.
No!
Get in there!
I'm sorry!
Sorry!
I'm sorry!
We are well past sorry. I have told you girls time and time again. Do not test me!
Ron stares at the girls in the room.
Up! I'm sorry!
Now! Get your ass upstairs!
Ron turns Destiny and shoves her towards the stairs. Alicia covers her ears as another girl comforts her. Later, Alicia cries with Destiny, who is bruised, bloody, and holds an ice pack on her head.
What happened?
I made it over the state line, but I guess I needed a fix. I guess Ron had some people looking for me because he caught up with me, just like he said he would. Alicia, what? It was so good. Get out. To not be here. You have no idea. It's like you lose yourself here, but when you're out, you get yourself back. And I know it sounds stupid, but he said he'd kill me if I ran again, but next time I will be smarter, faster, and so will you. You don't belong here. You don't belong here.
Alicia hangs her head.
I'm so sorry, Destiny.
Alicia hugs Destiny.
Okay, you ready?
No.
Curtis stares at his phone.
What do I say?
Okay, I will call. Yeah.
All right, put it on the speaker.
Dana's finger hovers over the phone screen as she meets Curtis's gaze. Then, she dials numbers. Ron pauses mowing his lawn to answer his phone.
This is Ron.
Isn't this a damn beautiful day?
Dana furrows her brow at Curtis.
Hello?
Hi. My husband and I saw an ad of yours on the YouPost page for a girl named Princess.
Oh, one of my best girls. She's 18, clean, and up for anything. So, you two looking to spice things up?
Dana grips Curtis's hand.
Hello?
Yeah, it's my husband and I's anniversary, and we're looking to try something different. I'm sorry,
we haven't done this before.
Is this a, you watch him and the girl situation? Or
maybe he watches the two ladies, or all three of you get into the mix together?
I don't know. We are hoping to bring her to the house, if possible.
House calls are extra.
Yeah, that's fine.
All righty then. Let's call it an even five for the first hour and an extra bill for every 30 after that.
5,000?
Boy, you are new. No.
500. Are you gonna wanna write this down?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tears stream down Dana's cheeks. Night. Bus shelters border a parking lot that Curtis and Dana pull into.
Okay.
What time is it?
Dana checks her watch.
7:43.
Curtis looks out his rain-splattered window.
Okay. Babe, I don't know if we thought this through fully. I mean, damn it.
What?
500. careful.
A police cruiser stops in front of their car.
What are you doing? What are they doing? Oh, they're going. Okay.
The cruiser speeds away with its lights flashing.
Here comes a bus.
Okay.
A bus steps up to one of the numerous glass bus shelters. Lori steps off it.
I don't see her.
Alicia follows her.
She's not there.
No. That's her.
No, that's not her.
No, that is her.
Oh, my God.
Dana covers her mouth as Curtis turns to her in horror.
That must be the associate.
Yeah, I got some for
her. Hi.
Curtis nods at Dana.
Careful.
Dana takes off her seatbelt and climbs out of the vehicle. Curtis watches her approach Alicia. As Lori has her back to them, Dana grabs Alicia and pulls her towards the SUV.
Baby girl, come on, honey.
Dana hugs her.
Come on, honey. Go with me. Come. Listen, your father is here, okay? He's here. So wait, just go.
No, you're not listening. Mommy knows everything. They know where we live. They know about Kenneth. They know where Dad works. I don't have my thing. It's okay.
Let's go.
No,
princess. Hey, princess. Hey.
Lori charges over as Dana shoves Alicia into the SUV. Dana tases Lori. They speed away. Daytime at the police station.
Alicia's been cleared to go home. She didn't really answer a lot of our questions, so we'll have her back in a few weeks, just when she's in a better headspace. Is there some resources for you? I know you found the support group helpful. Counseling is recommended not just for Alicia, but for the family as well.
Well, we will read through all of the information.
But she's smart, she's strong. She's got a family that'll be with her every step of the way. We're gonna take it slow, one day at a time, and we're gonna get through this.
Curtis holds Dana's hand. Later, Curtis and Dana climb out of their SUV at home. Curtis opens the rear door for Alicia. Katie and Grace watch them from the porch.
Get it?
Curtis and Dana escort Alicia up the front steps. Smudged makeup rims Alicia's eyes.
Welcome back, Fish.
Hi.
Katie hugs Alicia, but Alicia doesn't respond.
Welcome home.
Grace embraces her, and Alicia stares over her shoulder. She doesn't meet anyone's gaze. She follows Katie and her grandmother inside. A large banner with hearts and flowers reads, "Welcome home, Alicia," and pastel-colored balloons decorate the hallway.
It's good to have you back.
Can I go upstairs? I'm tired.
Don't you want to eat something? We made breakfast.
It's okay. You should go ahead and get some rest.
Alicia, who wears a hoodie and jogging pants, carries her purse upstairs. Standing in the entryway, the family watches her. Curtis pulls Dana close and kisses her on the head. Katie cries.
Oh, baby girl. Don't do that.
Grace hugs Katie, and Dana rubs her back.
It's okay.
Katie breaks off her grandmother's embrace.
What's wrong with her?
Why don't we have some breakfast?
They head along the hallway to the kitchen. Curtis shuts the front door. In Alicia's bedroom, "Welcome home" is spelled out on throw pillows, and balloons hang above her bed. Alicia stands in the center of her room and gazes at photos stuck to her full-length mirror. She tosses her purse aside and steps toward her smiling image in the Polaroids. She takes down the photo and studies it. She presses her hand to her chest. She squeezes her eyes shut and raises her hands over her head. She flings the Polaroid to the floor. Alicia grips her short cane rose as she sits on her bed. She grabs a pillow and hugs it as she lies on her bed, weeping. She still wears 6-inch high heels. At her group, Dana beams at the others around the circle.
I just want to thank you all for being so supportive and so kind. I couldn't have done it without you. This is my last meeting, and I want you to know that I'm praying for your daughters and anything you need. I'm always a shoulder to cry on and a friend to call. Thanks.
Her friend stands, and they embrace.
Thank you.
The group gets to their feet, and Dana hugs them.
Thank you.
In her room, Alicia vomits into a bucket.
It's okay, sweetie.
away.
Alicia covers her mouth and runs away from Dana to the toilet.
Mom?
Yeah.
Can I do anything?
You can bring up some clean towels.
Okay. Yes, sweetie. Is she mad at me?
No. She is not mad at you. It's okay. She's been through a lot, and that's a lot of trauma, you know, and it might take some time before she gets back to herself.
Okay.
But she is not mad at you. Okay?
Dana hugs Katie.
Okay, you can get those towels for me.
Okay.
Katie leaves the bedroom as Dana joins Alicia in the bathroom. Dana crouches at Alicia's side as Alicia remembers. In bed, she dreams about smoking drugs. Her body convulses as she remembers. She swallows prescription pills and smokes a glass pipe. Waking from the dream, Alicia gazes wide-eyed around her room, her face drenched with sweat. The next day, in her sunlit bedroom, she twitches as she wanders to her ensuite. She clutches her hands in front of her mouth, then glancing out the window, she sees her friend standing in her driveway beside a police car. They wave, and she backs away from the window. Returning to her room, Alicia takes out the flip phone Destiny gave her.
Please, Destiny. Damn it.
She slams her phone shut and goes to her laptop. She views her smiling image on a Bring Back Alicia website. She scrolls through messages to a picture of her from the You Post page. Beneath it, a post reads, "Somebody a hoe." She remembers a John touching her negligee strap. She smashes her laptop on the floor, then frantically dials her flip phone.
Please.
Clutching her head, she rocks, cross-legged on the floor, with her phone to her ear. At the dinner table.
This is so good.
Alicia picks at her food.
I talked to your teachers, and they said that you can jump back in whenever you're ready. And if you're still behind, that you have all summer to catch up.
I'm not going.
Hey, now, of course you're going back. A normal routine is how we put all this behind us.
Alicia glances across the table at her father.
Us?
You know what I mean.
Dana places a comforting hand on Alicia's back.
I'm not going!
Alicia!
Alicia storms from the table. Dana glances at Curtis, then follows Alicia. Alicia hugs herself, curled up in bed.
Come in.
Dana enters, carrying a mug and a plate of cookies. She steps over Alicia's smashed computer on the rug. Dana sets the mug and cookies on a side table, then joins Alicia on the bed. Alicia grimaces as she sits up. She keeps her gaze lowered.
Alicia, what happened?
Those pictures of me are still out there for everyone to see. I'm working on that.
Yeah. Good job so far.
Alicia, I'm really trying. Your father and your sister are trying. Everyone is trying.
Alicia doesn't look at Dana.
Look. I want to apologize to you. I've wanted to since the day that everything happened.
You don't have to. You weren't there.
I think I've been too strict with you girls. If I had just said yes, and you could have gone to that party, and I could have picked you up, and maybe that would have been the end of it. Mama Grace, she used to let us run wild. You know, just no curfew. We could just do whatever we wanted. Until something happened.
To you?
That is the reason why I am the way that I am. Because I didn't want that to happen to you. It ended up happening anyway. And that's really hard to live with. So I want you to know, when it comes to school, you go back whenever you're ready. Okay?
I'll try. But
why?
I'm not normal anymore, Mom.
No.
I'm not normal anymore.
Okay.
Dana embraces Alicia as she weeps into her shoulder.
You know what?
I am going to get those pictures taken down. And that website and all those men behind it, they're going to see me act real ugly.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
I love you, Mom.
Alicia hugs her mom. In the morning, Dana is on the phone.
Okay, if those photos are not down in 24 hours, the next time you hear from me will be from my lawyer.
Katie overhears from the doorway.
That's what it is, Mom. Boom.
Katie holds out her fist.
Boom.
Dana fist bumps her. Then putting her arm around Katie, they stroll from the room. At night, Alicia paces and shivers in her room as she clutches her stomach. She calls from her flip phone. She rocks from side to side as tears stream down her cheeks.
Please, please, please.
Alicia shuts the phone, and as she holds it behind her head, she surveys her room. Suddenly, she pockets her phone and empties books from a backpack. Then she frantically stuffs into the pack. As she flings it over her shoulder, Katie enters.
Where are you going now?
Nowhere.
Are you sure? Because it looks like you...
Katie, just stop.
Stop what?
Just back off. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's just...
What is just what?
I miss you is all.
Well, I'm here. I'm here.
Alicia avoids Katie's gaze, and Katie shakes her head and leaves the room. Alicia stuffs more belongings into her pack. She carries it to the bathroom, where she reaches up to the window. Katie returns with Dana.
Alicia.
Dana scans Alicia's room, but finds it empty. Hearing a noise, she runs to the bathroom.
Alicia!
The window is open.
Alicia!
Van House!
Alicia! Alicia!
Outside, Alicia ducks along the driveway. She creeps out of sight of the cop car parked on the street in front of their house.
Alicia!
Alicia sprints down the street.
Alicia! Hey, my daughter!
Daniel signals the police car and runs after her.
Alicia!
Alicia sprints along the dark street, then turns down a narrow alley between the houses. Dana runs to catch up.
Alicia!
She ducks to look beneath a parked truck.
Alicia!
Dana slows and gazes at the empty street.
Alicia!
Why are you running?
She holds out her arms as she surveys the street. Elsewhere, Ron waits near his SUV.
I thought you'd be back. Girls will be happy to see you. Welcome home.
Ron hands her a bottle of prescription meds that Alicia grabs hungrily. She hurries to the passenger side door and gets in the vehicle. The next morning, Curtis pulls into their driveway. Dana waits anxiously at the front door.
How did it happen?
She just ran away from me. She ran away.
Were you fighting?
No.
I can't ever leave this house. I'm at work and all I gotta think about this. Is my family gonna fall apart on me?
Yeah, well, maybe you should be here more often with us while this is going on.
Well, somebody has to pay for the house and keep the lights on around here.
But nobody even wanted this house. You! You are the only one that wanted this house. You moved us away from where we were happy and comfortable, and you never even asked us. And guess what, Curtis? How is that working out?
You don't want to go back there? I mean, go on then. I mean...
Do I want to go back? No, why don't you go on back there? Why don't you go back to work?
Dana.
Dana locks Curtis out. He shakes his head and takes out his phone. Dana paces in her living room. Spotting her cell phone on the coffee table, she grabs it and makes a call.
Hi, Nancy. It's Dana. I need a favor.
Later that night, Nancy from Dana's group drives Dana to Ron's house.
Is this it? How did you... I put a tracker in her backpack and sewed some into her hoodies and even put one in her shoe in case they tried to take her again.
Dana hangs her head.
You sure you don't want to call the police?
No,
Not yet.
Dana grabs her taser gun and climbs out of the car. A young woman wearing thick eyeliner answers Ron's door.
Can I help you?
Yeah, my daughter's in there. Alicia, Princess, send her out.
The girl rolls her eyes.
Hello.
As the door shuts in Dana's face, Dana glances over her shoulder at Nancy. Ron opens the door.
Ah, you must be Mama Bear. How cute. What can I do for you?
How much do you want for her?
More than you've got.
She's my daughter. How much do you want for her?
Look, I'm just a businessman. Even if I was inclined to part with my excellent investment, I don't think that investment has any interest in going home with you.
I don't believe you.
Ask her yourself. She's inside.
Ron steps aside. Dana glances down the hallway. She looks at Ron in disgust, then strides into the house. In the dimly lit living room, a party is underway. A girl wearing a short yellow mini dress dances on a counter littered with ashtrays, beer bottles, and cash. Men drink as they tease the girls with wads of cash. They dance with the girls. Dana rounds the hallway to the party. She sees a woman at the entrance snorting coke. She glances back the way she came. Then Dana continues towards the party. Girls and guys mingle by the kitchen counter, watching the young woman dance in her silver stilettos. Dana surveys the room. Party lights swirl across the dim walls, lit by red lamps. Lori sips champagne on the sofa. Dana hurries upstairs. Alicia's in her bedroom, cooking drugs on a scrap of tinfoil.
Alicia?
Alicia glances to the door.
Alicia!
Go away!
Alicia!
Alicia!
No! No, go away!
Alicia!
Go away!
Alicia, maybe just open the door. Let me take you home.
No!
Go away, please! Just leave!
Alicia! Alicia, open the door!
No, just go!
Wait, please! Just leave! Please, let me go.
Alicia leans against the back of her door as Ron casually sidles up behind Dana.
Time to go, Mama Bear. Time to go.
Dana weeps as she presses her hands to the door of Alicia's room. Then she turns to face Ron.
Did you have a nice night?
Dana nods, then strolls down the hallway. She pauses and turns back to Ron. He meets her gaze. Then she grits her teeth and goes. The next morning at Ron's, girls lounge in the living room. Some play cards. Alicia stands against a wall smoking as another girl snorts coke on the coffee table.
Police! Don't move! Put your hands up!
The cops are here! Girls, run!
As everyone starts running, police enter from all directions. One cop grabs Alicia by the waist.
It's okay, it's okay.
Lori kneels at gunpoint.
We got her.
Princess, don't say anything.
First floor's clear.
You have the right to remain silent! Oh my god! Ron!
Where is she now?
Katie's with Dana.
She's at Fresh Start.
It's an addiction and trauma treatment center.
Is she okay?
Grace joins them outside with a tray of tea.
Not yet, but she will be. She probably should have gone there the first day we got her back.
How long will she be there?
As long as it takes for her to get well. You know, it could be a few months.
What about Dad?
Dana glances at Grandma Grace.
Well, your dad and I, we just need a little bit of space right now.
Dana puts her arm around Katie.
I have rehearsal.
What, do you need a ride?
I'm good. Okay.
As Dana hugs Katie, she glances over Katie's shoulder at Grace. Katie stands and hugs Grace. She grabs her school bag and heads inside, leaving Dana and Grace sitting in the garden.
What, Mama?
Grace smiles and moves beside Dana on the sofa.
Proud of you. Standing up for yourselves. Your girls.
Grace rubs Dana's back.
Just, it doesn't feel like enough. I feel like I could do more.
Then do it.
I'll be right here. Anything you need.
Love you, baby girl.
They hug.
I love you too, Mommy.
I don't know.
Dana meets with Nancy.
I guess we just thought that we could live her back to normal. Everyone thinks that. There's still a piece of her missing. And I don't know if we'll ever get it back. That's what they did to my baby girl. People need to know that this can happen to anybody.
Agreed. How would you feel about telling that to people?
How do you mean?
Well, there's a fundraiser for trafficked young women coming up. Maybe you could speak, tell your story. Sorry, I need to grab that.
It's okay.
Hello, this is Nancy.
Nancy's brow furrows.
Okay. I'll be right there. What? That was the morgue. They found a body and it might be my daughter. I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
God. Dana grabs her purse and the women go. At a morgue, a clock reads 3:25. A morgue attendant pulls back a sheet that covers a dark-haired female corpse laid out on a metal table. Nancy's brow furrows. She struggles against tears as she steps forward to view the corpse's peaceful face.
Is it her?
No. That's not Amy. Oh my gosh. On the way here, I almost wished it would be. Not knowing that's what eats at you.
Dana rubs Nancy's back.
What's she been gone for?
4 years.
Dana holds Nancy. On a stage, Katie plays a grand piano. In the audience, Curtis glances across the aisle at Dana, sitting apart from him with Nancy and Grace. Curtis leads the audience in a standing ovation. Dana presses her palms together as she glances at Curtis. Seeing her, Curtis stops clapping. Later, Curtis and Dana stroll over a bridge.
You tell me what I should do. How do I make this right?
In my support group, we talk a lot about guilt and how we shouldn't absolve ourselves of it. How we should feel it, accept it, learn, and do better. You should come sometime.
Talk about my feelings in front of a bunch of strangers? I don't know about all that.
I mean, I think it would help. Us. And the family.
And I can make that happen.
Dana nods.
It's a good start.
They continue walking.
So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy these days?
I actually start talking at high schools next month.
That's real?
Yeah.
About?
Alicia. And what happened to her? A lot of people don't know that this happens, even in safe neighborhoods.
You sure didn't?
Yeah. Oh, and I got the website to take those photos down.
Oh, look at you go. Man.
Curtis holds out his hand.
Yeah.
Dana intertwines her fingers with his at the Fresh Start Rehabilitation Center.
Could you go, rock star? I mean, Miss Alicia Keys?
Quit.
Alicia hands Katie her phone back.
So when do you get out?
Oh, it'll be a minute. I mean, they said I can be out in 6 weeks, but I don't know. I think I'll need a few more months. Mom, you're going to have to sign off on that.
Of course, of course. Do you? You take as much time as you need.
Thank you, Mom.
At the fundraiser.
Thank you all for being here. Today.
Dana's on stage at a podium.
I would like to share my story. My family's story.
and make sure that no family has to go through what we went through.
Alicia's in the crowd.
This is about awareness, about a problem that I didn't even know existed until it happened to us, to my daughter, who's here today. 6 months ago, when she was just 16 years old, she was kidnapped.
Alicia holds Grace's hand.
She was sexually trafficked on youpostpage.com for months. What she had to experience on a daily basis, it is still unimaginable to me. And it would be unimaginable to mostly everybody in this room. But still, it's when my daughter was recovered and brought back home to us. That's when I realized the full extent of the trauma that she had suffered. The impact that her suffering would have on my entire family. Child sex trafficking is happening here. Prevention and awareness increases empathy in our communities and helps children like my daughter and families like ours in their greatest moment of need. Real change has to happen in order to protect our children, in order to make sure that no child is sold on youpostpage.com or anywhere else ever again. Together we can do this. Thank you.
Alicia grips Katie's hand and they share a smile.
Any questions?
Hands go up in the crowd. Words appear. Due to the tireless work of many, there has been some success in shutting down websites trafficking underage children. Despite multiple civil and criminal lawsuits by dozens of Jane Does, the executives of these websites continue to face no consequences for knowingly allowing the trafficking of underage girls. These websites continue to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue connected to advertising. Cast: Megan Good, Roger Cross, Faith Wright, Bianca Lawrence, BJ Harrison, Brenna O'Brien, Aaron Douglas, and Ariana Maddox. Music by Sean William. Director of Photography, Adam Slawinski. Produced by Charles Cooper. Co-executive producer, James Droop. Executive producer, Megan Good. Alan Lewis, Orly Adelson. Written by Barbara J. Marshall. Directed by Troy A. Scott. Although inspired by actual events, the story, names, characters, and incidents portrayed are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, living or deceased, is intended or should be inferred. Copyright 2023, Taken Road Productions Limited, all rights reserved. A man appears, illuminates white block letters at the side of a building. Front Street Pictures. Green and black letters appear. Chorus.